loved your daily dose of inspiration with your Morning Boost. Now, AWB Adventures brings you the complete picture. Welcome to AWB's Boost Bundle, where we've combined all the valuable insights from this week's episodes into one convenient listen. Your leadership deep dive starts now.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Happy Monday. I'm Adam Bush, and I'm thrilled to kick off this week with an exceptional guest who's going to share his insights that are not only relevant to the world of performing arts and everything else, but also are profoundly applicable to us as school leaders. This entire week, we have an immense pleasure of hosting Dr. Albert Bramante. Today, Dr. Bramante will be talking about the power of networking and the crucial importance of cultivating and keeping a strong, supportive professional circle. This is something that can either lift us up or hold us back. And Dr. Bramante is here to show us how to make it work for us.
Well, thank you, Adam, for inviting me to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So it's the important thing, skill for any leader to do is to network. And that's whether you're working as a coworker or even building your way through a company. The important thing is to network and to build connections in your field that can help you, but also that you can help other people. So some people feel that networking can be transactional, heavily transactional, which in one aspect, you could say that, but what I often approach networking is when you're meeting people, whether it's at a conference, a luncheon, or just even a straight up networking event, is to always approach that contact as a way for you just, number one, just being interested in them without expecting anything in return. So what type of work are you doing? I'm curious, what type of work are you doing? And be genuinely curious, not superficially curious, but genuinely curious about the type of work they're doing. And really important of communicating, so keeping good eye contact, if you're in person, and just being an overall good listener is important.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know their name, say their name a couple of times, in the conversation. Say like, oh, Jim, this was important, or Jane, I like what you said here. So, because people like to sound their own name in moderation. Because if it's excessive, it becomes a little condescending. So the important thing is to develop the connection, and you want to develop a warm connection. So again, it's not just, hey, what can you do for me? It's more of, I want to know what you're doing. So I'm curious, what are you interested in? And that's kind of like a tip. Like if you kind of work the approach of start like almost every question, well, not every question, but most questions of, hey, I'm curious about, what it is you do? What exactly are you working on at the moment? And people love to talk about themselves. So you get them warmed up and then they're going to turn on Satan and say, what do you do? And there's your opening to some degree. I mean, tell them what you do. And then you ask, can you exchange information? I wouldn't recommend necessarily going up to somebody, a stranger, and say, here's my card. Because then it becomes, whoa, okay. And really talk about what you're interested in. And then the important thing where a lot of people fail with networking is they don't follow up. You take a lot of people, and I was guilty of this too for a while, where I have a stack of business cards on my desk. And I don't even remember, some of these people. Mm-hmm. So the important thing is, right immediately, even the next day, 24 to 48 hours, no more than 48 hours, send a note. Hey, I mentioned their name. Hey, I really appreciate meeting you the other day. If there's any way I can support you, please let me know. I'd love to keep in contact. And so what you're doing is you're developing warm contact over time. Because People want to see it to be a genuine connection. And I'm all about genuineness, not this fake transactional, hey, what can you do for me?
Yeah.
Which happens a lot, you know, where sometimes people expect like, hey, how can you help me and help me? Rather than if you approach it with how can I help you, people are going to be more open to hearing things. I mean, we know why you're going to a networking event. It's kind of, you know, understood the unwritten rule. You're going there to get people to help you out too. But I think if you approach it in a less salesy way, by building a genuine connection, not just a transactional, what can you do for me type of thing, but I want to get to know you genuinely. And who are you? You know, what makes you tick and how can I help you? So this way, there's a one law in psychology called reciprocity, which is if you help somebody else or get some sort of interest, they're going to be more likely to help you go in return.
A huge thank you to Dr. Albert Bramante for starting our week off. This is a great topic. I really appreciate this. Such an impactful discussion. It's awesome stuff. The work you do is so vital, and the support that you give our community is really what makes a difference. So thank you for joining us today. I look forward to the rest of this week. This is going to be great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, listeners. Again, have a great Monday. Look forward to some more from Dr. Albert Bramante this entire week as we really dive into his mind and how we can help lead our schools and our buildings every single day. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community. Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning and a very happy Tuesday to you. I'm Adam Bush, and I'm so glad you've joined us for another Morning Boost with our incredible guest this week, Dr. Albert Bramante. Yesterday, we dived into the power of building a supportive network, and today, Dr. Bramante is going to expand on that by talking more about a more challenging aspect, monitoring your social circle. This is about making conscious choices about who you let in your professional and personal orbit, and ensuring those individuals are contributing to your growth and not hindering it. This is a crucial topic for all leaders, and I can't wait to hear his take.
Okay, well, thank you, Adam, again.
Absolutely.
And great to be a part of you guys again. So the one thing I want to talk to you about is really monitoring the social circle. So yesterday we talked about the power of networking and how important that is and how to network. But I also want to talk about the quality now of your social circle. Mm. So it's important to you do need a supportive network, especially, you know, if you're a principal or administrator, which can sometimes be a lonely profession because being, you know, sometimes in charge of others or on the top can sometimes be alone. So it's great to have a support network. Now, what's also important is to really monitor your connection, whether, again, you're in beginning leadership or junior leadership or in senior leadership. Because very often we become almost a product of the company we keep. So if we're around people that are negative, that are complaining or that are feeling sorry for themselves or just simply have the victim mentality, what often happens is it'll start rubbing off onto us and we start responding in that same exact way. Now, on the other hand, if we're around people that build us up, it can really help us to really level up our skills. So especially if you're, as you're beginning and you're on your journey of being a principal and superintendent, it's important to be around other principals and superintendents too. Even those that have kind of like retired and maybe that are still somewhat involved, because you can learn a lot from them. You can get a lot of wisdom and sometimes even like improve your learning curve on certain things that maybe you can do things that work, adopt systems that work, but also minimize some of the mistakes that may have been made over the time being. So it's really important to network, but the important thing is to really care for the network that you're around. And if you start feeling yourself drained or even just getting a little bit of burnout, it might be an indication or sign that you may be in the wrong crowd or hanging out with the wrong crowd or the wrong associates. So you want to be very careful and be very mindful of that. And so what's important, you know, even though I talked about the power of networking, the power of having people, it's always about, at the end of the day, quality over quantity. So even if your social circle is like 3 or 4 people max, that's better than to have, you know, better to have 3 or 4 solid connections than to have 9, 10 superficial or weaker connections. So really, at the end of the day, you want to be cultivating and monitoring your environment so that you are on the road to success and you're around people that build you up rather than pull you down.
Well, that is really good advice to have. I know that it's hard sometimes to find enough people if you're in a smaller district or if you're in a rural district, but it certainly is important to seek those people out. I really appreciate those words of wisdom today. Thank you, listeners. We appreciate it. Hope you had a wonderful Tuesday. Have a great Tuesday. We'll be back again tomorrow with more from Dr. Albert Bramante as we continue this dive this week on trying to help you lead your school and your community. Again, thanks for listening. Dr. Bramante, we'll look forward to talking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you again, Adam.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your
Welcome
community.
To Your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning and a very happy Wednesday out there to you, boosters. I'm back again, and thank you for joining again on Your Morning Boost. We are fortunate to continue our conversation this week with Dr. Albert Bramante. Today, he's tackling a topic that might feel a little counterintuitive, and that's the fear of success. As leaders, we're constantly pushing for success in our schools, our students, and ourselves. But what happens when we're so close we get scared? Dr. Bramante is going to help us understand why we sometimes self-sabotage right on the brink of a major breakthrough and how to overcome that fear. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our incredible guest, Dr. Albert Bramante, to walk us through his insights on this vital topic. Dr. Bramante, the floor is all yours.
Thank you, Adam. It is a counterintuitive fear, but ultimately at the end of the day, it really roots to the idea of change, fear of change. And this, we see this a lot in people with administrators and principals when they get promoted overnight. Maybe at one point they were the teacher and all of a sudden they're in charge of a district, a school. And so now there's a lot of responsibility on your shoulder. And while that is exciting sometimes and a major accomplishment, it's scary at some point because there's a lot of changes that are going to be rooted into that. So what can happen is change is scary because it's also about relationships too. Everything's going to change in your life. More workload even, more pressure that you're going to face now, more scrutiny than you might have if you were just a teacher or just a smaller scale supervisor. You have a lot more scrutiny, you have a lot more eyes on you now. And that can be scary. And how it relates to self-sabotage is it's not a conscious fear, but it comes to a point where our brain is there to keep us safe. So keeping us safe means protecting us from fear. And if we really fear that excess responsibility, that extra obligation, just the fact of more arriving, someone uprooted by our success even, that what it's going to do is protect us at all costs from that. And what we mean by protection, what that's going to look like, is it'll hold you back perfect at what you were trying to strive for. We're going to keep ourselves at this level. Yeah, and feel safe. And that's what the brain craves, safety and security. And so that can sometimes just hold us back. And that's why sometimes you'll see, you know, and I'm sure for those of you listening can even see this in students that you work with too, that really have that potential. They're not applying themselves. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes for principals and superintendents. You may have a teacher that you see has a lot of potential, but they're just not pulling their weight or they're just not reaching it. And that can be due to the fact that there's a little fear there, a little fear of the pressure of, you know, my life is going to change, the relationships are going to change, my workload is going to change. And that in itself can be fundamentally scary. And what better way to protect us from, again, from that scary feeling is keeping us safe by not taking action. And so in a sense, that's self-sabotaging. That's when we see sometimes people get so close and yet they take themselves out of the running. And so it could mean missing the appointment or just not wanting to do it. And your brain will rationalize easily. It's not going to sit there and say, I'm fearful. It's going to come over reasons. Like maybe you don't want the position or maybe, you know, it'll come up, it'll reflect itself about something wrong with the position or something wrong with whatever it is you're seeking. And so therefore it's like, okay, I won't do it. And what's really going on is that there's really fundamentally fear that's happening on some level. Now, fear in itself is a very protective mechanism. That's what keeps us alive for centuries is fear, because it helps us avoid danger. Now, the dangers that we faced thousands of years ago does not affect us anymore because we're safe. We're in a more industrialized nation. You know, we have thousands, you know, housing and safety. But our brain is still the same reptilian way that it was, you know, thousands of years ago. So when it perceives fear or perceives any type of disruption, it's going to do everything in the power to protect you, which is, again, in some aspects doing its job, but and maybe going on overdrive. So the important thing is, I guess, just even to recognize that that may be a possibility, that if you feel yourself just not, why can't I do anything right? Or why is it so close, but yet I keep messing up? Well, it may, you know, yes, you are, you know, that may be somewhat true that you are doing things that may be taking out of running, but the important thing is to look at the why. Why is it? And maybe there's something that's unaddressed, and that might be the fear of leveling up.
Wow, what a fascinating topic. This idea that we can be afraid of success, not just failure. I mean, that's something a lot of us can relate to. That's impressive. Well, thank you for your advice on recognizing those moments and pushing through that fear. It's a powerful reminder that true leadership means being brave enough to embrace new heights, even when it's uncomfortable. So that's really good. I love that today. Thank you, Dr. Bramante, for that incredibly insightful discussion. Appreciate you joining us again. We got a couple more days this week. Just love these topics. You've got a lot of great insight for us today. So thanks again for your willingness to explore these challenging topics. It's what makes your work so impactful. And listeners, if you want to get more on Dr. Bramante's work, you can reach out to him. He could be contacted, or you can see his webpage at albertbramante.com. He's got a lot of really good stuff out there. You've got a lot of podcasts out there too. There's a lot of really, really good topics that can relate to our work as school administrators. So take the time to reach out, listeners, and get a little bit more of his work out there. But otherwise, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Wednesday. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community. Welcome to Your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning and a very happy Thursday to you. Welcome back to Your Morning Boost. I'm Adam Bush, and it's a pleasure to have you here. We are continuing our phenomenal week with Dr. Albert Bramante, and today he's going to talk about a quality that is foundational to effective leadership, and that is developing resilience and grit. In the world of education, where we face daily challenges and setbacks, these qualities are not just nice to have, they are absolutely essential. Dr. Bramante is going to give us some practical advice on how we can cultivate these traits in ourselves and our teams. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our incredible guest, Dr. Albert Bramante, to walk us through his insights on this vital topic. Thanks for being here again today.
And thank you, Adam, for having me. So
absolutely.
The important thing, if we look at the word resilience, it's kind of like the ability to bounce back and to adapt. And not only adapt, but let it make you stronger to these experiences. So especially with education, because the idea of resilience is extremely important in leadership, because we need to model that for the staff we oversee. And then also that's going to then trickle down to the students in a couple of different degrees. So we want to model being able to bounce back from setbacks and being able to handle challenges and obstacles that come our way, which they are going to. That's the human experience. So, and then grit refers to just, and a sense of persevering, keeping up with challenges. Because as a leader, you're going to be faced with a whole host of challenges. And while there's a lot of prestige sometimes of being a leader, there's also a lot of responsibilities, and there's going to be challenges thrown your way. And especially when you're responsible for somebody, for a team, there may be even challenges that you're not even really directly involved with that are going to affect you. Like, you know, if there's problems within the team, communicating, you know, even on a downward level, and it trickles down into the students. So you're going to be partially responsible, just like, you know, me owning a business. If my employees mess up, I'm responsible.
Yep. Yep.
So there's going to be that. So it's going to be challenges, and we need to be prepared for that, and not to fold when they happen, but to bounce back. That doesn't mean that we don't get emotionally affected or even bothered by it by some level. I think that's a mouthful of saying not to get bothered by it. But I think the important thing is to be able to say, what can I learn from this, or how can I improve this so it's better the next mm-hmm. time? Mm-hmm. So that's the important thing. And it's so important, because the one thing when we're faced with challenges is we can't fold. We can't break down. Because we're, especially as leaders, you're models as to how other people should be responding. So your teachers, you know, or your, you know, employees are going to want to see somebody who's strong, who can at least lead them. Because if you're going to panic, they're going to panic, and students are going to panic, and that's going to be a mess. And so, you know, grit is also important, because there's going to be setbacks. And one of the best, I think, teachers of grit and perseverance are children. So for those of you who are parents, which I imagine there's a good number of you listening that are parents, if you remember when your toddler was growing up and they were learning to walk, how many times did they fall down? How many times did they stumble or have a hard time standing upright? And then taking their steps and falling down. I would imagine it could be an upwards of hundreds of times. You never see an infant or toddler say, I can't walk anymore.
True.
Or a parent who says, you know, walking is not for you. We overcome that. Now, for some reason, we fold. We don't have that same level of grit that toddler has. So like a couple of times when we get setbacks, we have a tendency to fold or to say, I quit. So the important thing is there is kind of like learning to fail forward in a sense. So what can you learn from these experiences? Because that's what's going to keep you going a day in and day out. So rather than wanting to quit and you get burnt out, it sort of turns into, how can I become a better person? Or how can this experience help me better? Because that's what it is. It takes that perseverance. You know, there's people who sometimes failed so many times, but it was that last time that they pushed forward, they actually took off and propelled. So the important thing is that if we want our students to succeed, we've got to model that too. So there's whole ideas to bounce back from our setbacks and let them teach us new things, but not affect us in a negative way. So that's what I mean by resilience and grit.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate that reminder that it's not about being tough enough to never fail. It's about having that inner strength to get back up after every fall. That's your analogy of a young child is absolutely perfect. That's wonderful. Again, yeah, it's really good. I appreciate your topics this week. This is awesome. Good topic today. Remind us that moments aren't failures. They're opportunities, right? It's another opportunity to grow and get ready for that next challenge. Huge thank you again to Dr. Albert Bramante for these motivating discussions and today's on resilience and grit. The work you do is just so vital, and the work we do as school leaders is also vital. So that ability to bounce back is what's going to make all the difference. Thank you, everybody. Hope you have a wonderful Thursday. Dr. Bramante will be back again tomorrow for one last episode to join us this week. I can't wait to see what he's got in store for us for Friday. But again, thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.
Good morning and a very happy Friday to all of you. We've made it. We're to the end of the week. I'm excited to close out this incredible week with our guest, Dr. Albert Bramante. He's been here all week, giving us just tons of great guidance. Again, a quick reminder, if you want to know more about Dr. Bramante's work, you can find his stuff at albertbramante.com. That is albertbramante.com. A lot of great stuff there on his webpage, but reach out to him if you're looking for a partner or just want another chance to talk with somebody who's got some great insights as he has shared this week. We have talked about networking, we've talked about overcoming fear and building resilience, and today Dr. Bramante is going to bring it all together by talking about a very powerful concept, and that is taking action rather than living in that world of someday. This is about moving past the planning and the dreaming and actually doing the work. It's a perfect topic to inspire us as we head into the weekend with a renewed sense of purpose.
Where is your kid headed after high school? We are From Carpool to College, two accomplished educators, college and career consultants, and parents who guide families through the entire journey, from freshman year planning to senior year success. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our incredible guest to finish up the week for us. So Dr. Albert Bramante, thank you again for being here. I look forward to what you got for us today on this vital topic.
Well, thank you again, Adam, for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
To share the week with you. So the one thing, and when I say the incredible word of someday, how many times have you said to yourself, you know, someday I'm going to write my book, or someday I'm going to do this project, or someday I'm going to work on this. The idea here, and I'm going to disrupt you by saying that it'll never get done. That's just the truth about it. If you keep with that mantra of someday, it'll never get done. So the important thing is to take action, and even if it's small steps. So start breaking down whatever it is you want to do, whatever you keep saying, because I'm the name of the do. And break it into steps, like small steps. And when you break it down in these steps, start setting yourself, putting it on the calendar. Okay, I will do this step one by this date, step two by this date. Because the important thing is when you put it on your calendar, it becomes real. It's not just a concept, it's a real thing. So, and it helps you be accountable. And that's the big thing is accountability, because now by a certain date you have to have it. And, you know, of course, give or take if it's not exactly that date. But the important thing is you're taking that action as it's happening. So you want to live in a state of action, not just, you know, living life on the sidelines. Because, and this is going to, I'm going to get a little heavy for a second here. A lot of psychologists have worked with people on their deathbed when they're facing, you know, their last moments. And the biggest source of anguish is wasn't like, okay, the mistakes that I made or the foolish decisions I made or the reckless decisions I made. The biggest source of anguish, regret, and torture are the missed opportunities, what they didn't do. Maybe they didn't take enough vacation. They didn't create something that they were interested in. They didn't go after the life they wanted. So the important thing is to take action. So I can't stress that enough. And by putting it on your calendar. So rather than saying, well, you know, I'm going to do this, start breaking it down to task. And this is going back earlier this week. I was talking about support system. I mentioned the importance of a support system.
Mm-hmm.
This is another way you can leverage that because you can hold each other accountable. So rather than saying, I'm going to do this, you tell each other by what date, you know, this step will be done by. And then you check in and say, hey, you know, today you said you were going to do this. How is that going? So it keeps that accountability open because that's the only way things are going to get done if you put it on your calendar as an actual day, because some day is not one of the 7 days of the week. It doesn't exist. And it's impossible to do that. So take action so you don't wind up regretting not doing something. So, but I really can stress enough, and I don't mean to-do lists, because a lot of people have to-do lists, but actual calendar. So putting things on your calendar will make it real. And it'll create opportunities for you. And I know, you know, when I first was writing my book, I procrastinated for a long time. This is an antidote to procrastination, actually, by taking action and putting things on your calendar. And it'll raise your self-esteem. You'll feel much better about yourself. And more likely, there'll be like a domino effect, because now when one thing is done, you're excited. You're going to be more eager to move forward towards steps 2, 3, and eventually complete the project. And then be likely to do more things because it's now a springboard for more things. So really take action. I can't stress that enough. And not to get out of the someday world.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
Yeah, that's a good reminder. True impact happens when we transition from ideas to action. That's just awesome stuff. All week long, this has been great. You've really challenged us to identify things that are little things that can make a huge difference in the work that we do. I really appreciate your message to us this week, Dr. Bermonte. It's been really awesome. Again, a huge thank you, final thank you for this Friday to Dr. Albert Bermonte for joining us this week and sharing a lot of your wisdom. Your work is a gift to so many. I really appreciate your time and effort today.
Well, thank you.
You bet. Well, thank you, listeners. Again, have a wonderful Friday. Have an even better weekend. The work you do is so, so valuable, and there's just only so few that can really do the work. So thank you for being one of the few. We'll be back here again next week with more episodes of Your Morning Boost. So thanks again for listening. We will talk with you again next week.
Thank you for tuning into AWB's Boost Bundle. We trust this collection of your Morning Boost episodes has given you a powerful end to your week. For more daily inspiration and actionable advice, be sure to subscribe to your Morning Boost wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you next week for more ways to amplify your leadership.